Let's take our Bibles and go to John 21, if we could, this morning, please. John chapter 21, as we look into God's Word together. John chapter 21, and beginning in verse 15, very familiar passage to most of you, where Jesus Christ met the disciples there on the seashore after Peter led them to go fishing. And the Bible says here in verse 15, "So, when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my lambs. He saith to him again the second time, Simon, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my sheep. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus saith unto him, Feed my sheep. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself and walkest whither thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whither thou wouldest not. This spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he saith unto him, Follow me." So the title of the message is, Lovest Thou Me? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we go to your word this morning, we ask that you would please use it in our lives, that the Holy Ghost would apply the powerful word of God and change us today. Lord, that each of us would be honest with the Holy Spirit as He speaks to us through the Word, and that we would be responsive. And Lord, our desire is to please You. So Your will be done in this service. May Jesus Christ be lifted up and magnified. And we ask this in His wonderful name. Amen. Now this event took place right after, as you see up in verse 3, Peter said to the other disciples, I go a-fishing. I go a-fishing. There in verse 3 of chapter 21. Remember, when Jesus called Peter to be a disciple, he was a fisherman. By John 21, Jesus has risen from the dead. He spent time with the disciples. But Peter still really wasn't where he needed to be spiritually. And he said to the disciples, I go a-fishing. The sad thing is in verse 3, it says, they say unto him, we also go with thee. And so it looks like about five disciples decided to go fishing with Peter. And the good news is Jesus didn't growl at them afterward, but he did have a chat with Peter. And it's a very important, somber, serious chat, and it's something that we can all learn from this morning. But before we dive into it, we have to at least contemplate the Greek. And you know I'm not a Greek person, but it's important in this particular passage because the Greek has multiple words for love, whereas English we just have the one word for love. Love is love. And so it's important that we understand, because it adds more depth to this passage when we understand that there's two different loves going on in this passage. The one love is called agape love, and that is the kind of love that God has for us. And we'll talk more about that. The other one's called phileo love. And that's more of a friendship type love, fondness. And those are the two words that are being used in this passage when Jesus and Peter have this interaction. And I think, as you see, you'll understand that it really kind of comes alive as you see these differences. So in verse 15, Jesus, after sitting Simon down, he fed them, remember, the fish and the honeycomb. He said, Lovest thou me? Now this word love is the word agape. That is the kind of love that God has for us. You know, the Bible says in Romans 8:28, we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. Again, that is the same word, love. We are to love God with the kind of love that God has for us. Most of us know that the Bible says, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, with all thy strength. In Matthew 12:30, same word, agape. We are to love God as God loved us. And we're told that in the Scriptures, that we are to love God with that kind of love. You know, the Bible says, as it is written, I hath not seen nor ear heard, neither entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Same word, agape. That is the word that's primarily used in Scripture when we see the English word love. It's this agape love, this amazing love that God has for us and that we're to have for God. You know, the Bible says, unto you therefore which believe, he is precious, talking about Jesus. And Jesus is asking Peter a question here. He's saying, Peter, do you love me more than these? He says in the verse there. Now, there's been a lot of debate over the years, and I'm not going to get involved in the debate, about whether the these is the disciples or the fish. Take your pick. It doesn't really change the meaning of the passage, whether it is, do you love me more than these other disciples, or do you love me more than these fish? Obviously, Peter loved fishing. He was a fisherman before he went, became a disciple. And he said, I go a fishing. And remember, Jesus helped him to catch all these fish and bring them to shore. So is he saying, do you love me more than your fellow disciples, or do you love me more than the fish? I'm not sure, to be honest. But I do know this. What he was saying was, Peter, do you love me more than everything else? And that is the point, isn't it? Is there anything that we have placed in our lives that we love more than God? And if there is, Jesus says it shouldn't be that way. Lovest thou me more than these, more than anything else? Peter, do you love me that much? What a question. Now, really, to understand this passage, we're going to look a little bit about Peter's life. Before we do, notice in verse 15, he saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. Now, if you look at the Greek word behind that word love, that's the phileo love. And so what Jesus says, Peter, do you love me more than anything else? Do you love me as much as I love you? And Peter is honest with Jesus and says, Lord, I love you, but not that much. I love you more with a friendship, fondness type of love. I don't love you with the same kind of love that you love me. Peter's just being honest. Now, we got to remember, if you go back to Luke 22, that it hasn't been that long since Peter denied the Lord. Now, we all know Peter. Peter was the impulsive one, but Peter was also the one willing to step out of the boat and walk on water. Let's never forget. But Peter was always the one who would speak first and then think later, ooh, should I have said that? when they were on the Mount of Transfiguration. Lord, let's make three tabernacles. One for Jesus and one for Moses and one for Elijah. Or when Jesus was talking about the cross, he says, not so, Lord. And Jesus turned around and said, get thee behind me, Satan. And also here in Luke 22, notice verse 31, the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not, and when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. And he said unto him, Lord, I'm ready to go with thee both into prison and to death. That's Peter speaking. Lord, I hear what you're saying. I hear that Satan wants me. I hear that Satan wants to sift me as wheat. And I thank you for praying for me. But I will do anything for you. I'll go to prison for you. I will die for you. And Jesus said, I tell thee, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day before thou shalt thrice deny that thou knowest me. And I'm sure Peter was in shock. Of course, Jesus knows all things. He knew the future. He knew what was going to happen. Down to verse 54 of Luke 22, it says, they took him and led him and brought him into the high priest's house, talking about Jesus. And Peter followed afar off. And when they had kindled a fire in the midst of the hall, they were set down together. Peter sat down among them. Here's Peter warming his hands at the enemy's fire. These are the people that said, crucify him. These are the people that sent Jesus to the cross, and Peter's there with them, following afar off. He's not standing with Jesus saying, this is my Jesus, this is my Messiah. He is actually hanging back with the enemies of Jesus, warming his hands by their fire. And eventually he speaks, and they hear him speak, and they think, we know this guy. And down to verse 60, after they challenged him. It says, "And Peter said, Man, I know not what thou sayest. And immediately while he yet spake, the cock crew, and the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. And Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said unto him, Before the cock crow, thou shalt thrice deny me thrice. And Peter went out and wept bitterly." In another one of the Gospels, the Bible says he not only denied Christ, but while he was denying Christ, he swore. He was trying so hard to fit in with these other people and to make sure that they didn't know that he was one of the disciples, that he acted like them. And three times he denied the Lord. We all know this story. This is Peter. And so now, less than 2 months later, Jesus challenges him and says, "Peter, lovest thou me more than these?" Well, Peter's learned a few lessons. And he says, "Lord, I love you, but I don't love you as much as you're asking me to love you. I don't love you as much as you love me. I do love you. But I'm going to be honest and say my love isn't what it should be." Now, if you go to Mark 16, I just want to show you one other passage about Peter. And this is so beautiful. This is right after the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, you can imagine where Peter's mind is, where his thoughts are. He's denied the Lord three times. The last time he's interacted with Jesus Christ was when Christ turned to look at him right after he denied him that third time. And then he went out and wept bitterly. And that was it. And then Jesus went to the cross and died. And here in Mark 16, verse 6, Jesus here is talking to the women that came to the tomb first. And it says, "And he saith unto him, Be not affrighted, you seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen, he is not here. Behold the place where they laid him." Speaking to a young man, sorry. Verse 7, "Go your way, tell his disciples and Peter." Why did he say that specifically? Peter was one of the disciples. Why say, "Go tell the disciples and Peter"? That's why. I'll tell you why. Because God loved Peter. And God wasn't finished with Peter. Amen? And maybe there's been a time in your life when you've denied the Lord. Maybe you don't love Him the way you should. But God still loves you. With the same love that He loved you when He hung on that cross and said, "It is finished." He loves you. That love's never changed. And I believe He asks us the same question that He asked Peter. Do you love me more than anything else? Do you love me as I love you? And Peter said, "Lord, I love you, but I don't love you the way you're asking me." But notice Jesus' response there in verse, back in our passage, in John chapter 21, verse 15. "He saith unto him, Feed my lambs. Feed my lambs." Jesus didn't say to Peter, "You've denied me. You've been impulsive. You said things you shouldn't have said. You've been a very troublesome disciple, honestly, Peter. And I'm just finished with you." He didn't say that. He said, "I hear what you're saying, that you don't love me as much as I love you. You don't love me as much as you should." He didn't say, "Okay, go get your heart right and get things sorted." No, he said, "Serve me anyway. Feed my lambs." You know, a lot of Christians have this attitude, "Well, when my heart is where it should be, then I'll serve God." No, the way it always works in God's program, you serve God and He'll get your heart right. The Bible says, "He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him." The going always comes first. Then comes the weeping. A lot of people say, "Oh, well, when God gives me the tears, then I'll go witness to the lost." God says, "You go witness to the lost, I'll give you the tears." He's saying to Peter, "Feed my lambs. I hear you. You don't love me as much as you should. Serve me anyway." And I believe as we serve the Lord, what we're going to find is our hearts are going to get sorted out. by the Holy Spirit. Because if we're serving the Lord, it means we're talking to the Lord, we're spending time with the Lord, we're yielding to the Spirit of God, we're in God's Word. And God's going to fix the love problem in our hearts. He didn't say to Peter, okay, I'm going to put you on a shelf and I'm finished with you. No, he says, serve me. Well, verse 16 of our passage, he saith unto him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Same word, agape. Do you love me as much as I love you? Do you love me with this deep, amazing, powerful love? Peter says, he saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee, phileo love. Again, Peter's not going to change what he said. He says, I still love you with this friendship type affection love. He saith unto him, feed my sheep. Now, the feed my sheep, that's beautiful in itself. Eventually, God used Peter to write some epistles, did he not? 1st and 2nd Peter. And in that first epistle, Peter's writing to pastors in chapter 5, and he says, the elder which among you, I write unto you, and he says, the first order of business, gentlemen, is feed the flock of God. In giving the instructions to elders or pastors, the first thing Peter says to them is feed the sheep. Isn't that interesting? Then he says, I want you to also take the oversight thereof, and I want you to be an example to the believers. But the first thing, feed the flock. I guess Peter listened. And by the way, if you read through the book of Acts, Peter spent a lot of time teaching and preaching the word of God to the sheep. So he got it. In verse 17, he saith unto him the third time, Simon, the son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Now, this is important. In verse 17, Jesus has changed the word to phileo. You can look this up in your Strong's Concordance and see. But now, when Jesus asks Peter the question the third time, he doesn't say, do you love me as much as I love you? Peter, do you love me with a phileo love? Do you love me with a friendship type of love? And Peter was grieved because it said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because Jesus said, do you at least love me that much? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Same word, phileo. Jesus saith unto him, feed my sheep. Now, how many times did Peter deny the Lord? Three. How many times did Jesus ask him, do you love me? Three. Probably not a coincidence. And so after doing this surgery in Peter's heart, Jesus basically said, serve me. Feed my lambs. Feed my sheep. Go out and serve me. And I believe that God asks us the same. Whether your love is where it is, where it needs to be yet or not, we're here for a purpose, and that's to serve the Lord. So go serve the Lord. You know, Jesus said, if you don't bear your cross and come after him, you can't be his disciple. He says in Luke 14, if we forsake not all that we have, we cannot be his disciple. And I believe God understood, if you go to Hebrews chapter 6, that the best way to grow, the best way to love Jesus more, is to serve him. And I think if you were to walk through the book of Acts, the first 12 chapters, you're going to find that Peter's love changed. And eventually, history tells us he was martyred for Christ. So he didn't eventually die for Christ. Notice Hebrews 6, 9. Beloved, we are persuaded better things of you and things that accompany salvation, though we thus speak. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye've showed toward his name, and that ye minister to the saints and do minister. This labor of love. Why are we serving Jesus? Because we love him. That should be why we're serving Jesus. Not to impress others or to get brownie points, but because we love God. And that's what the Bible's telling us. Whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. A doer of the work, serving the Lord Jesus Christ. God promises blessings upon those who will serve. And Jesus finishes back in our passage by saying in verse 19, follow me. Now, if you would look at Acts 2 really quick, I want to show you something. That is, Peter obeyed God. Peter was honest and said, I don't love you like I should, Lord. But he still obeyed God and went out and served God. God came upon them in Acts chapter 2, filled them with the Holy Spirit. Who preached the first sermon after the filling of the Holy Spirit? Peter. In Acts chapter 2. Notice verse 37. When they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Verse 41. They that gladly received his word were baptized. The same day they were added unto them about 3,000 souls. We can't even imagine what that would be like. Peter preached a sermon and 3,000 people got saved. Wow. Can you imagine? This is the same Peter that not long before said to Jesus, Lord, I don't love you like I should. Jesus said, feed my sheep. Feed my lambs. Get out there and serve me anyway, Peter. Go to chapter 4 of Acts. Notice verse 19. The Bible says, Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye, for we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. Peter and John had just been threatened with prison and death. They said, stop preaching. People are getting saved. People are converting away from being a Jew. Stop. Or we're going to put you in prison and kill you. And this was their answer. This is the same Peter. But I think it's a changed Peter. We cannot but speak the things which we've seen and heard. Where'd that boldness come from? Well, obviously it came from the Holy Spirit. But I believe as he set out to obey God and to serve God, God did work in his life and his heart, and that love came. That complete devotion of complete loving God as we are told and commanded with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Eventually, Peter got there. But he was honest with God at the seashore there and said, I'm not there yet. So he had learned some things in his 3.5 years. He wasn't so, compulsive anymore. He was honest. And maybe we just need to be honest with God. And say, Lord, I don't love you like I should. But I need to serve you because I know that's what you told me to do. And I believe if we'll do that and set out to follow Christ as we're commanded to as his children, you know what he's going to do? He's going to fix our hearts. And bring that love up to where it should be. Go to Luke chapter 9, if you would, real quick, and verse 23, where the Bible makes it very clear that if we're going to follow Christ, it's a sacrifice. There's no question about it. It's not, being a Christian is not a walk in the park, as they say. The day we got saved, a battle began, didn't it? Between the old man and the new man. And those two have been fighting ever since we got saved. And they're going to fight until we leave this earth. On top of that, now the world hates us because we're one of Christ's. The Bible says, marvel not, my brethren, if the world hates you. And the more that we speak for Christ, the more they're going to hate us. So, no, it's never going to be easy. But God never said it would. He did promise his presence and his help. But notice Luke 9:23, he said unto them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. The last two things he said there to Peter in John 21, follow me. Did you know that those are the first things he said when he called the disciples? back in the beginning, follow me. Matthew 4:19, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. Last thing he says to the disciples, well, prior to Acts chapter 1, is follow me. I think we better follow him. Amen? And maybe our love isn't where it needs to be, but I believe Jesus will be asking us the question for the rest of our Christian lives, lovest thou me more than these? And the these is different for every one of us, isn't it? But the devil's always trying to put something into our lives that we love more than God. And when that happens, we need to fix it. The Holy Spirit will help us through His Word, but we need to fix it. We might need to be honest with God like Peter and say, Lord, I don't love you like I should, but I want to. In the meantime, I'm not going to just back off, but I want to serve you because I love you. And that was the whole point. Peter, if you love me, and all three times Peter said he loved him, if you do, what does he want you to do? Feed my sheep, feed my lambs, serve me. That's what God wants. If you love me, keep my commandments, he said. Lovest thou me? What a question. Do we really want to get to the judgment seat and have Jesus ask us that question? Wouldn't it be better just to get there and he already knows the answer because we showed him our love through our lives? Remember, love is action. We heard that enough times. Love is what we do. Are we showing our love for Christ through obedience, through service? He shouldn't have to ask the question. We should be revealing the answer every day through our devotion. Lovest thou me?